Christmas, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just about the only holiday left when somebody isn't worried about gifting and being gifted. You know what I mean? Thanksgiving is the voluntary holiday, the holiday that does not require that you give a gift to someone just because they're kin or acquaintance, or just because they are on the reciprocal list, or just because you're supposed to. Also, Thanksgiving doesn't make folks feel those silent and guilty thoughts. Just how much did they spend on this gift? How much should I spend? This is something I'd really like, but will they like it just because I do? Am I buying this because it made me feel good all inside and because I love this person? Or am I giving it because of what I might get in return? Or because this person has some sort of god-awful power over my life? Will this relative fake a smiled thank you when you give your gift, then silently file it away in the basement a month later? Will that friend even open the book you autographed and spend an hour selecting, much less read it, and so on? You can always tell when somebody has dropped by the convenience store on the way over and picked up something to give, just as you can always tell when someone really and truly thought long and hard about what to give, spent some time actually selecting it, and doing some homework on your likes and dislikes in order to pick just the right thing. This used to be a simple pleasure. What would it take to make Christmas more like Thanksgiving? When we were kids, we would go through one of those S.H. Kress boxes of 50, count them, 50 different Christmas cards to find the one that exactly fit the personality of the recipient. It was no bargain to buy a box of 50 cards that all looked alike, too impersonal. And we would never have dreamed of having our names engraved. We felt that the personally opened, intimately signed, carefully licked and sealed card would surely be treasured more by the receiver than those to whom it may concern greetings that required not one whit of personal attention. The message that was pre-printed inside our S.H. Kress cards was all important, too. Not too gushy, not too cutesy, and not too Christmassy. Mustn't offend the heathens and pagans on our list. Yes, we spent a lot of time on small things in those days, and we really believed with all our hearts that those who received cards from the Reeds would instantly recognize and cherish the personal touch and the tailored and hand-selected charm with which the process had taken place. What would it take to make Christmas more like Thanksgiving? I'm sure Santa would approve. Thank goodness we still have Thanksgiving. We just get together and eat ourselves silly and try to look deeply at loved ones for signs of further aging and hints that somewhere still inside those now older bodies still lurks the small kids who immerse themselves not in TV and video games, but in the sheer and tiny joys of making sure each gift was exactly from the center of the heart.